Yeah. Obviously, the Go-Go is the one that's getting the headlines, but you say you have other stuff in the locker. What can you, without giving too much away, what can you tell us?
I just tell you that I'm completely comfortable off my back, and that the EA Sports video game didn't give me any submissions off my back is ridiculous, but hey, it's going to keep coming with my performances. You know, we'll see what happens. I'm not going to purposely throw myself down just to prove something, but I think the reason I fight so strong is because I'm very, very comfortable anywhere the fight goes. And obviously, one of the biggest heavyweights in the division, who would want me on top of him? So there's a lot of offense there that I have anywhere the fight is.
And you've been around this sport for a long time. You've got a lot of fights. This is your first UFC main event. How proud does that make you feel that you're now a UFC main eventer? Because, you know, there aren't that many people who can say that.
That's the way I say it. I say in the last 10 years, add up all the main events, how many have there been? Even with how many UFCs there are, how many main events? You're talking not even 500 in 10 years, and I'm one. So, yeah, it's an achievement for me, but it's also for me, it's getting ready for the title fight. You know, here I am, the main event, I'm going through the press, I'm doing everything I need to do. So I feel like I was very excited for this opportunity as well, because I feel like these are the steps necessary to become a champion.
And you're not just looking to become UFC champion. Arguably, you're already a champion. You're kind of the people's champion. You know, you've been embraced by the fans in Dublin. That seems to have carried across, you know, back to the US and obviously in the UK where I'm from. How much does that mean to you? And how much impetus does that give you as you get in the octagon, knowing that you've got so many people tuning in to watch, wishing the best for you and hoping that you do well?
The fan support and love that I'm getting, it's I've started the sport when I was 17 years old. I've been doing the sport nearly 17 years, and it's everything I've been fighting for. So it means a lot, and I think it's going to continue the more that I'm able to get out there. And, you know, let's just win that title, and then I'll show you.
You've been in we spoke earlier, obviously, and you've been in this sport for a long, long time. How many more fights do you think you've got before you think, right, I've accomplished everything I want to accomplish in this sport?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I don't want to put any predictions on that, because if you'd asked me 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you know, it's been changing. So the universe can never ceases to surprise me. You know, I never thought I was going to get to meet at least Claudio, you know, a true master of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and it's something that when I was 18 years old and I was learning white man jiu-jitsu is what I called it, I always dreamed of training with Hicks and Gracie and training with these elite, because I knew their jiu-jitsu was different, and I was right. And I was blessed with getting to meet him, and I just feel like that's where a lot of my confidence comes from, and the sport just constantly keeps showing me new things. And you know, I've learned new ways to train my body and to stay healthy and to recover. So how long I can fight, I'm not sure, but I feel long enough to accomplish what it is that I need to do.
And of all those fights that you've had, who would you say is the toughest guy that you've ever stood across the octagon from, whether it be in the UFC or earlier in your career?
I mean, no doubt. I mean, my last few fights, Josh Barnett is, even though the fight was very technical and it wasn't a grueling fight, he was still probably, I said, even when I go on to win the title and defend it, that's going to remain one of my greatest wins of my career because of who he is and how long I've watched him and what he's done. Not so much a fan favorite, but Tim Sylvia was one of those brutal, it was one of my toughest fights I've ever had, and I trained with him for 6 years. The man was just a brutal beast, and him and I, you know, we had some wars in the training room, and definitely, he's part of why I'm so tough and kind of where I'm at right now, so definitely one of the toughest guys.
And of the guys who are right up there at the very top of the heavyweight division, if you took yourself just to the side and looked at the guys who are in there with you, who would you say is either the toughest guy or the best guy, leaving yourself out of the picture? Who would you say, if you were ranking that top four or five, who would be number one on that list?
I think it's just based kind of where we're at right now, because I think different guys have been better at different points in their career. Or, you know, I'd even say 2 years ago, one guy was tougher. Let's put it this way. Junior and me fighting 2 years ago, I'm a 10-1 underdog. 2 years later, I'm fighting him, and now it's like dead even. You know, he's a slight favorite, and some polls, I'm the favorite. So it's like, look how much things have changed. Right now, I think it's to take me out of the equation. I think it's Verdum and Stipe. I mean, they've kind of earned their spot. They've stayed healthy, and you know, I think they're in the right. They're number one, number two guys with me out of the picture.
What do you think about that fight, particular fight, Stipe and Verdum?
Yeah, I think, you know, Stipe wants to seize an advantage on the feet, and Verdum has his advantage on the ground. So it's about which guy's going to be able to imply their game plan, which guy's going to be able to impose their will.
In your mind, who is?
Like I said, I don't know. It's 50-50 right there. Yeah, because I know Stipe has the skills to keep it on the feet, and you know, we're gonna see what kind of Verdum's very crafty, and we're gonna see what kind of game plan he's gonna get. And, I don't know. It'll be exciting to see.
What's the plan when you win fights? How do you celebrate your victories? What do you do?
In the past, I would be a slob and go and eat a bunch of food and be fat, and I can't do that anymore. I had to be very strict. My body's gone through a lot of changes, and I've been very, very committed to myself just to keep what I have and to stay in the shape that I am. I've had to work very hard, so I don't get to have fun like I used to. I'm happy if I get to go spend a couple days on a beach and just relax. I'm happy. I like to take some time with my wife. We like to go relax at a spa. You know, honestly, getting back to my gym and being with my gym, I mean, I have almost 200 people that are there for me, and that's like my family. And just to celebrate with my coaches and my family, that's enough for me. And just to stay focused, stay humble, and continue on this journey to the title.
Talk to us about the gentleman just stood over to your left and how much of an influence.
Oh, my little brother from another mother, yeah. Luis Claudio, is a huge impact in my life. When I started my gym in 2011, Luis was a part of that. Him and his brother helped me start the gym. So right from the beginning, Luis has been here. You know, I'm 5-1 since opening my own gym, and the one loss we're fine with. There's a lot of things that were going on. Since that loss, I've come back, and I'm on a 4-fight win streak. And Luis has taught me my jiu-jitsu, and we're putting the whole package together, and you know, it's a good time for the family.